Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the building. His ministry won, you know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I live my life. It's like this.
Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis lose. Told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning. Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever. When I twist these words together, these haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention? Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down.
Uh-huh.
These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. I'll take you to the crowd.
To the crowd.
It's like we on a trip.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't trying to flaunt.
Uh-uh.
See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High that come with drip. Yeah. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about it's great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt his love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind his hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning life the race, so win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition.
Lose.
All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend. Your dear friend. Lusting you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still closing the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. That was the single We Are Winning from the Black Prince of Preachers featuring the late, great Bishop Andre Pierre Alexis. I am your host tonight, the Black Prince of Preachers. Elder Andre Prevost, and I want to welcome everybody who called in tonight, everybody who tuned in tonight. We are in, amen, for a treat. We have a word from God, hallelujah, on tonight, coming from Sister Valencia Scott later on in the program. So let's get ready for a word from the Lord on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit be present with us tonight. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask that you order our steps tonight. Hallelujah. We want you to take the lead on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, and we will follow. And we thank you on tonight for everything that's about to transpire on tonight. Thank you for the healing, the deliverance, Lord, the salvation, Lord. Thank you for the knowledge and the understanding that somebody is going to receive from hearing your word on tonight, Lord. We thank you in advance for all of these things have already been done. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Praise God and amen. We want to thank everybody, amen, for calling in tonight. Everybody for tuning in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We are in for a treat on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And Sister Valencia Scott will be coming forth with a word. Hallelujah. From God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we've nicknamed this segment, hallelujah, the Anointed Movie Review. Praise God. Hallelujah. As the Lord has blessed and anointed Sister Valencia Scott. Amen. Praise God. Through the cinema, he has given her messages through the movies. Praise God. Movies that we ordinarily would not see God. Hallelujah. But God has given her an eye. Hallelujah. To see him. It makes me think of that scripture. Hallelujah. That says, he that has an ear, hallelujah, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Meaning the same thing is being said to everybody, but everybody cannot hear what's being said because everybody does not have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. In that same manner, amen, she has an eye. Praise God. Amen. She can watch a movie. Praise God. Hallelujah. And see, hallelujah, what the Spirit, hallelujah, is saying to the church. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for her on tonight. Praise God. She will be coming forth later on in our program, delivering, amen, a word from God. Amen. And we want to go, of course, to our throne of grace on today with our thanksgiving. Praise God. Our prayer reports and our prayer, our praise reports. Hallelujah. And our prayer requests on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we get ready to open up the phone lines at this time, I want to go to Psalms. Praise God. 100. Psalms 100. Reading out of the New Living Translation. Psalms 100. It says, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues, hallelujah, to each generation. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to focus in on verse number 5 on tonight. It says, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Because some people say, why should I praise God? Why should I magnify his name? Hallelujah. Why should I worship him? Why should I come before his presence with singing? Why should I acknowledge that he is God? And the answer is quite simple. For the God is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. The problem is, and they were talking about this earlier on Sister Valencia's line, amen, we don't focus on God. Hallelujah. We focus on the situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you focus on the situation, you can't see how God is. Hallelujah. They brought up the scripture where Peter was walking on the water. Hallelujah. Then he began to focus on the situation, and he began to sink into the water. Praise God. But if he would have kept his eyes on God, he would have seen how good God was. Hallelujah. If he would have kept his eyes on Jesus, he would have noticed that he was walking on water in the midst of a storm. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's how good God is. A lot of us are going through storms right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we haven't taken time to look around us and notice we're not even in a boat. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not in a boat. We out on the water in the midst of a storm with no boat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because our eyes are on Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus has given us the ability to walk on the water. Walk, hallelujah, on the water in the midst of the storm. Walk on the situation. Hallelujah. While the situation is going on, live in the pandemic. While the pandemic, hallelujah, is going on, live. Praise God, with the economy going crazy. Hallelujah. Amen. While you're still in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Live, amen, when the unemployment rate is sky high right now. But God is still, you haven't noticed that you don't even have a boat. Hallelujah, amen. Not a sailboat, not a paddleboat, amen. You don't even have a surfboard, but you're in the midst of a storm. That's how good God is. That He's not letting the storm affect you. Hallelujah. It says his unfailing love continues forever. His unfailing love, unfailing love. We've had people love fail us. Our parents love fail us. Hallelujah. Our spouses love fail us. Our children love fail us. Our friends, hallelujah, love fail us. Our pastors love, hallelujah, fail us. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells me that God's love is unfailing. That means He's always going to come through. Hallelujah. Praise God. That means He's always going to bail me out of my situation. Hallelujah, amen. He's always going to be there when I call Him. Hallelujah, praise God. Like the saying say, He may not come when I want Him to. Hallelujah, praise God, but He's always on time. See, He may not come when I think I need Him. Hallelujah, praise God. See, a lot of times we think we need God, and God say, this ain't big enough for me to step in. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't hear me. He said, it's not big enough. Hallelujah, for me to step in. This is something, hallelujah, you could work out yourself. Praise God. Remember when they were on the boat the first time, and he said, we're going to go to the other side, and Peter went down there, hallelujah, amen, where Jesus was. He was asleep at the helm of the ship. Hallelujah. He went down there, and he woke Jesus up, and he said, don't you care that we perish? Not Peter. Hallelujah. At least you and three other people on this boat are professional fishermen, meaning y'all are professional sailors. Y'all know how to sail across the water, and this is not the first storm you have been in. Hallelujah, amen. Oh, ye of little faith, what you wake me up for? This is something that you could have handled. Hallelujah, praise God. The Lord say too many times we are waiting on Him to handle the situation. He has given us the ability to handle ourselves. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, amen. But he says, when you need me, you notice, amen, Peter, hallelujah, Jesus didn't do anything but tell Peter to step out. Hallelujah. I'm switching back to the other story now. He didn't do nothing but tell Peter to step out. Hallelujah. He didn't do anything miraculous to Peter. He told Peter, you have the ability to walk, hallelujah, on the water in this storm if you keep your eyes on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't have to do anything. I've given you this ability if you just stay focused. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he lost focus and he began to sink. And even though he began to sink, Jesus was still there. Hallelujah. To catch him. Praise God. And the final line says, and his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Continues to each generation. His faithfulness. Hallelujah, continues each generation. Hallelujah, that word generation has many translations. It can be many races of people, many classes of people. Hallelujah, amen. But to each generation, hallelujah, amen. You know, I have children, and maybe, hallelujah, amen, you won't like me as much. You won't like my children as much as you like me. Hallelujah, maybe they grow up and get bigger, and you say they ain't nothing like their daddy. Hallelujah, but then they mess around and have some kids, and you like them, but you ain't like the parents. Hallelujah, amen. See, you'll be faithful to my generation, but my next generation, I don't like them. Hallelujah, praise God. They ain't nothing like their mama and daddy. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We have people like that we were faithful to hallelujah, the parents. We were faithful to the next generation, but somewhere along the line, hallelujah, amen, we lost contact with that family. We broke ties with that family, hallelujah, because we ain't like what the next generation was doing. Praise God. But God said, I'm not like that. He said, the same grace that I gave your great-great-great-grandmother, hallelujah. He said, the same grace, hallelujah, that I gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, matter of fact, the same grace, hallelujah, that I gave Adam and Eve in the garden, because they should have died that day. Hallelujah, but I gave them grace and I gave them mercy. That same grace and mercy, hallelujah, is available to you today. Hallelujah. Praise God. His faithfulness. Hallelujah. His faithfulness. Hallelujah. Continues to his generation. So as you come before the throne of grace today, hallelujah, amen, we want you to have an attitude of gratitude. We want you to be grateful. And we want you to see that the Lord is good, that despite your situation, hallelujah, amen, despite the death toll rising every day, you are still here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Despite people, children coming up missing, yours are still there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Despite people going hungry, hallelujah, you still had food to eat today. Praise God. Despite people being homeless, hallelujah, you still had a roof over your head today. Hallelujah. Amen. So you need to start, amen, stop looking at what you ain't got. Hallelujah, the Lord says, and start looking at what you do have. Hallelujah, amen. Stop looking at what God, you feel like God ain't gave you. Hallelujah. Stop looking at what you feel like God ain't done for you. Hallelujah. And begin to look at what God has done. Hallelujah. Begin to see how God is good, how his mercy is everlasting, how his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah, amen. The same blood that he shed some 2,000 years ago, hallelujah, to redeem those that were alive back then from their sins, that same blood, hallelujah, has redeemed you from yours. That same blood, hallelujah, has caused the death angel to pass over your house. That same blood, hallelujah, amen, has kept you out of the fiery grace of hell. That same blood, hallelujah, has trickled down from generation, hallelujah, to generation. Hallelujah to generation. And for that, you ought to be thankful. I don't care what your situation is. You ought to be thankful you're not going to hell right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Because not only would you be broke down here, hallelujah, it would be messed up to be broke on the earth and then die and go to hell. Hallelujah. It would be messed up to be rich on the earth and then die. Hallelujah. And go to hell. Hallelujah. But thanks to the blood of Jesus, thanks to the Son of God, hallelujah, thanks to the Christ, hallelujah, we now have eternal life. So as we come before the throne of grace, the phone lines are open. Will there be one tonight that has a testimony, hallelujah, has a prayer request on tonight? Praise God. The phone lines are open. Will there be one?
Man, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To Elder First Lady, I just want to give an honor to God as the head of my life. Thank God for covering me, because I have been out there in the world, and I mean, I'm not, God has really been covering me. I ain't got no virus or nothing. I mean, God is just so good. I just thank him for just really truly covering me. And I just thank him. So I just really trust God and what he's about to do is fight everything. Because I know a lot of people are sick, a lot of people that's dying, but I thank God that I'm asking that I'm still here. It's an honor to still be here. So I give God praise for that. And my prayer request is for God to send me my chick ready to be in the mail. I know the chicks are released, but I need to be in the mail so I can go get it and go crash it. That's my prayer request. Amen.
Well, I want to
get something. What happened?
I don't
know. Oh, amen, amen. Praise God. Text in the mail. Hallelujah. We thank God for texting the mail on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Do we have another testimony or another prayer request on the line on tonight? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. We will open up the phone lines again immediately following the word of God on tonight for those of you that may be calling in late and didn't have a chance to testify. Hallelujah. Maybe God didn't put it on your heart to testify at this time. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be opening up the line. Hallelujah. Later. For now, let's go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to introduce our speaker. Then we're going to have a selection. Hallelujah. Amen. From Hezekiah Walker. Amen. And then we're going to have our speaker of the hour, Sister Valencia Scott. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you once again for allowing us to come together before your throne of grace. Lord, we thank you in advance for the knowledge and the wisdom you are about to pour out onto us. Hallelujah. Let us be sponges ready to soak up every word that you are about to feed into our hearts, Lord. And we thank you on today, Lord, for the woman of God. Continue to bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the finances that you have released into, hallelujah, her life, praise God. Amen. We thank you in advance, praise God, for royalties, hallelujah, that will be received. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord, hallelujah, for each and everything that you are doing in her life. Hallelujah. We ask that you continue to bless her. You continue to lead her, and you continue to guide her, Lord. Hallelujah. And tonight as she brings that word, Lord, hallelujah, give her the virtue, hallelujah, and give her the strength to pour out that word unto your people. And we thank you on tonight, Lord, and we will continue to praise and magnify your name. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we thank God for each and every person who's called in, everybody who's tuned in on tonight. Amen. To the anointed, hallelujah, Truth of Christ, Worldwide Ministries. And we got the anointed movie review tonight with our very own Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. She is the host of Things Change When You Pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we invite you. Amen. She will be giving you all the information to her. Her prayer line, amen, praise God. And we invite you to tune in. We have it in the archives, amen, for those of you listening, amen, out there on Blog Talk Radio. You can check out her program in the archives, amen, praise God. And the things change when you pray with Sister Valencia Scott, hallelujah. And, of course, you can catch her here every Thursday night with the Anointed Movie Review, praise God, hallelujah. And tonight she's going to bring forth a word from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. But before she comes, we're going to have a selection from Hezekiah Walker. Praise God. And amen. And the very next voice you will hear after the selection will be the voice of Sister Valencia Scott.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree.
Praise the Lord.
I want to thank Lady Prevo, Elder Prevo, for allowing me to come back on the line once again to bring forth the word of God to the people of God. Allow me to go to the throne of grace and prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Father, once again, as humble as we know how, repenting now, Father, of anything that we've done or said. It's not like you, in the name of Jesus, God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, God. And I pray that you have Valencia behind the cross, God. I need you to speak to me and through me, God, for your glory, God. We want people to be healed, delivered, set free, God. Encourage someone on tonight, far as the word, God. You know what everyone is going through on this line. In the name of Jesus, God, I just thank you in advance what you're about to do in our life. I thank you, God, that no one will lack anything in the name of Jesus. I pray that even when we get off the line, everyone will have a peaceful sleep, God, because some people have to go to work the next day, God. So I pray you just allow them to rest in you, God, for your glory, God. And as I bring the word forth, I pray that people really receive the word. I pray that they digest the scriptures that I got to bring forth in the name of Jesus, God. You are worthy to be praised. Cover me, God, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I plead the blood of myself right now. In the name of Jesus, God, you are worthy to be praised. And God, I just thank you in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And like Elder told you, God has given me ways to interpret movies through when I look at the movie. I always find God in every movie that I look at. This is the way that he got me doing it now. And I brought this word before, but it's always deeper when he tells me to do it again. I'm doing the Terminator 2 again, because I already brought the word about the Terminator before, but he told me to bring it forth again, because I got to go to Terminator 1, then go to Terminator 2. So everybody know the movie, the Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Everybody know that he was the Terminator in that movie. And the one that the Terminator was going after was Sarah Connor. And what I'm going to be talking about is the enemy. How the enemy don't play fair. The enemy's going to come no matter what you try to do. Can't nothing stop the enemy but God and the word of God. Okay, so as, like the enemy was saying, okay, and also note, this makes me think about this about Job. In order for Satan to mess with Job, he had to go get permission from God. We have to know as saints that the enemy has to get permission from God to mess with us, okay? We got to know that, because don't nothing in this world happen in this world without the Lord's permission. So don't always say that you're going through something. No, sometimes you're just being tested. Just like when they said, can I try Job? So you go test, but you can't kill him. So we got to know that we're going to be tested. We got to know that we're going to be tried. We got to know that the enemy is going to come. And he's going to bring everything that he got. Why? For one, we say we want to live for Christ. So what that means? That means you got a mark. And the enemy's job is to take you out. The enemy's job is for us to deny God. The enemy's job is for us to leave God and do what he said do. That is the enemy's job, which is Satan. And for the Terminator, the Terminator is, okay, it's a good Terminator. Okay, in part two, it's a good Terminator. And then it's the bad Terminator, okay? Then it's John Connor, which is Sarah Connor's son. And he was staying with his foster parents, which is Janelle and Todd. Okay. Okay, Reese, let me go back to Terminator 1. Reese is the one that, Reese is John Carter. John Carter's father, okay? So Reese was sent to protect Sarah, okay? God, like I said, is good and evil. Okay, God gonna always send something good, then the enemy gonna try to bring something evil. Now, Reese was the one that was sent to protect Sarah, okay? Even though he died, he had an assignment. Always know that we always have an assignment, okay? And the way that the Terminator was coming at her, he said that he told her that the Terminator is not gonna stop until that she's dead. So the Terminator came, killed her friends, killed everything that she was surrounded. That's what the enemy do. The enemy going to come any kind of way that he comes. It don't matter if it got something to do with your family, your finances. It does not matter. The enemy's going to come. And the way that they did Terminator 2 is, it's so powerful. Even though this Terminator was made out of liquid, this Terminator turned into other people, like the fossil cat, John Carter. The enemy is deceptive. You know, he's very deceitful. You got to know when it's the enemy, and you got to know when it's God, because first, the Terminator came as a cop. Okay, come on now. You know you're going to trust the cop. Okay, you're like, that's a cop, even though he got cops. But you look like this Terminator coming at the door. Okay, the enemy going to come to deceive you. So this Terminator coming to the door like he's looking for John Connor because he want to ask John Connor for questions. No, the Terminator came because he want to kill John Connor. Elder Prevost, the enemy want to come and take your life. Lady Prevost, the enemy want to come and take your life. Your children, that's the enemy. That's his job. The enemy is going to do what he's supposed to do. As saints, we got to know. We got to fight. He going to come. He will come. Like I just said, that Terminator came. Knocked on the door. Okay? The enemy's gonna come knocking on the door. Look, y'all, let me tell y'all something. When we sleep, it's God that's protecting us. It's guardian angels that God got assigned to every individual throughout the world. Because when we sleep, we're not fighting. The one that's fighting for us is God. It's the one God sent his angels to protect us. It's so important, even when you lay down and go to sleep, and you invite God in your dreams. God be with me in my dreams. God protect and shield me when I lay my head down. Elder said it every time we get out the line. Don't forget to say your prayers. And that's true. Don't forget to say your prayers. The enemy will even use something this time. I'm tired. I don't feel like testifying. That's the enemy. How you don't feel like testifying that you still hearing people dead? We so selfish. We don't want to give God praise unless everything is going great in our life. But when, what about everything's not going great? Like everything ain't going to be a bed of roses. See, that's something small like the enemy. I'm tired. That's called feelings. That's called emotion. God don't move by feelings and emotions. I got to give God praise all the time. It ain't about how I feel, but like I was talking about the enemy, okay? The Terminator, which is Satan, come knocking on the door looking for John Connor, okay? Sarah Connor's son, okay? Because she wasn't supposed to have the son. She had a mark on her. She's supposed to be dead. I'm telling y'all, the enemy don't stop there, okay? He didn't get Sarah Connor, okay? I'm coming for your child. That's the enemy. If he can't get us, he's going to come for your children. You got to know that he's going to come for your kids. That's why it's so important that you got to pray over your babies, because he don't play fair, okay? He don't care. His job is to take you out. His job is to deceive you. So as John Carter is running from the enemy, he got the other Terminator, the good Terminator, was the one that sent there to protect John Carter. His whole job, John wanted to go get his mom. The Terminator said, look, it ain't no good idea to go get your mom. Why? Because the Terminator know that he can be his mom to trick him. That's my mom. That's the enemy's job. So it's good and it's evil, okay? In every situation, you got to look at it like that. That's what God gives. Every movie God give me, it's good in the movie and it's bad in the movie. It's just how you interpret things. You got to know, you have to know it's saints. We got to fight. And like I said, the enemy don't play fair. He came as the false appearance. When John Carter called his false appearance, he was trying to trick him. But the Terminator's one that figure it out. John could figure it out. The Terminator was the one, like, he the one that had, like, the spirit of the vermin or something. He the one that could figure it out. God is going to send some people that can help you, and there's some people that they're just the enemy just to take to the deceive. You got to know what is good, the good. Like I said, the good. I just say, I use it like it's the good angel and the bad angel. I use it like that. It's the good angel and the bad angel. Okay. John had a good angel and he had a bad angel. But all good always outwin evil. Always know that. Because even though Sarah Connor, she the mother, okay? She fought everything that she had to make sure that nothing happened to her son. She said, he cannot die. He's too important. We cannot die, y'all. It's too important. We cannot die. We cannot give up. We got to continue to fight no matter what it looks like, no matter what we go through. We got some things that we got to do for God. It's only a few people that will do what thus says the Lord. Everybody not going to do it because everybody too scared. They can't handle what the enemy throwing. The enemy going to throw everything. I'm about to ask Lady Prevost to do these scriptures. The enemy, y'all, he going to do what he's supposed to do. As saints, we got to know how to fight him, okay? We got to know how to fight him. Another way you got to fight him, one thing you got to do to fight the enemy, it's called prayer. And I ain't talking about no praying or one time a day. I ain't even talking about three times a day. I'm talking about seriously doing some prayer when you crying after that. I'm talking about weeping. I'm talking about boo-hooing. That's one way to defeat the enemy. Another way to defeat the enemy, you got to fast. And every time I say fast, people think about food. Okay, I guess that's a big thing for some people. But if I'm talking about fasting for worldly cares, fasting from the news, fasting what people say, fasting what the TV say, fasting what your phone say, fasting from everything that's not of God. That's how you defeat the enemy. Okay? You got to consecrate. That means sometimes you might have to hide up and you have to get away from this world and see God be in this presence. That's how you get. That's how you defeat the enemy. It ain't got nothing to do with what you said out of your mouth. It got to do with all of what God say do. These are things that we have to do to fight the enemy. Another thing you got to do, you got to know the word of God. He know if you know the word of God or not. You don't know no word. The enemy going to word your behind out because he know you don't know no word. He know you can't fight off nothing with a toothpick. The enemy know. Look, and he know who to come for. Look, I have God and angels. I know my angels. My angels have big swords. You can't come for Valencia like that. Like, I can't mess with Valencia. Let me go mess with somebody else. Okay? You got to know that. We all, God is so good. Like I said, angels, everybody have their own angel. And the angels be sitting there like, okay, is she going to fight today? Okay, is he going to fight today? Or is she going to stand there, po-po me, say, oh, well, she just not going to do nothing. She's not going to praise God. The angels just be sitting there. We have angels because God give it to us. Okay, why are you not using your angels? You know, why are you not activating your angels? God give us things to fight, like prayer. This to fight back. Fasting, this to fight back. The word of God, this to fight back. People he's connecting with, it's the ways to fight back. But if we won't fight back, we got to fight back, especially with this virus. It's too many people that's scared. We got to go out there and bring forth the word. But I'm talking about the enemy, okay? I'm talking about the enemy. Lady Prevost, please get those scriptures. And Sean Connor went in the hospital. He went and got his mom. I mean, this tornado was from being up in a truck to running after them. I mean, that's, when you look at the movie, you got to really look at that man. That tornado that's coming for Sarah Connor and her son, that is the enemy. That's how he come after us. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. And at faith, we got to learn how to fight. They was running. They had guns, y'all. They had everything. They could not stop the enemy. You might can't stop the enemy. God is the one that have all the power, but God has given us weapons to make the enemy back up off us, okay? He knows who to back up off of and who not to back up off. Because, like I said, I'm looking at the movie. They slowed the Terminator down. It didn't stop him from coming. Okay? We not going to stop the enemy from coming. But what we can do as saints is to make him back up. And he'll back up to that word. He'll back up to that person that he knows that stands for God for real. I'm talking about standing in righteous. I'm not talking about that wavery saint. I'm getting sick of these old wavery saints. You either in it for God or you're not. Exposure is coming. And you ain't about God's business for real. You are about to be exposed. Why? Because God is not pleased. That's why the virus is still. It's going to be famines. It's going to be earthquakes. It's some more stuff coming because God is not pleased because people keep on making a mockery of him. It's no way that we should be able to. Why are we scared to fight the enemy when he has left his word down here? Everybody in their Bible went through something. Why is faith? We can't handle nothing. We can't go through nothing like nobody went through in the Bible. It's some people that were so humble. Moses, he complained. He complained. But God said, this, but I can't do this, God. I got a stuttering problem. But like I said, it's good or bad. God said, well, take your brother. Stop making excuses why you can't do this, you can't do that. Okay, look what Joseph went through. We talk about what we go through. Look in that Bible about what people went through. Joseph went through something. Okay, for one, Joseph was not liked by his brothers. Joseph didn't do nothing. What happened? Joseph had an anointing. And when you have an anointing like that, you automatically, baby, not going to be liked. That he wasn't liked by his family. They sold him. They lied. They broke his father's heart. Then Joseph went through some more stuff. He kept on getting lied on. Joseph went through. He went through, but he didn't complain. Everybody's story different. Look at Noah. They didn't believe Noah like this coronavirus. Build the ark. They laughed. And why you building? It ain't going to rain. Okay, keep on believing that. Keep on believing. I'm about to get you to do these scriptures because God took me a whole nother direction. I ain't even trying to go this way. Noah built that ark. They laughed at him. Okay, it's some friends going to take the vaccine. I'm not taking no vaccine. Okay, I either stand. Look, I didn't take no. Everybody take the flu shot, get the flu. I mean, it's really that difficult to figure. I mean, if you take the flu shot, why everybody take the flu shot, get the flu? I have not took no flu shot. I have not had no flu. Okay, I'm not taking no vaccine, nothing. Okay, God got me. I'm telling you, wake up, okay? Are you going to get that chip in your hand for real? I'm telling you, you don't have a chip. You can't shop. You can't do nothing without that chip. Are you going to trust God or are you playing? Because it's come. Look, y'all. No, it ain't coming, y'all. It's actually here. It's time now. And the enemy, he going to work. He know who playing. He know. He just waiting like, she playing. He playing. He know. Later, people, give me those first scriptures. I'm just, the ones I gave you about just the enemy, not the other ones, just the enemy right now.
Amen.
Amen.
So the first one will come from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, and it reads, mm-hmm. And whom the God of this world hadn't blinded the minds of them which believe it not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And the second scripture is coming from John 8 and 44, and it reads, mm-hmm. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and obeyed not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he's a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And the next scripture is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, and it reads, But I fear, lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind shall be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Amen.
Amen. And what she just read are scriptures about the enemy. And I'm about to get to read these other scriptures. Well, I like to ask a lot of people, and I am so serious about this, about the enemy, because yes, he does. God do give him power, and God do give him permission, but the enemy got more power than God. The enemy can't do no more than what God allowed. Like, he's roaring right now. God gave him permission to roar because he told God that he's going to get people. People going to bow down to him. That's why everything happened. Everything happened. It should be shocking to nobody. I don't understand why it is so shocking. That's why you got to really get in their word. The enemy cannot do more than what God allows. How is it, Saints? I really want y'all to think about this, because people get up, they go to work, and everybody work hard for their money, okay? How is it? Because this is what we do, and I just say me too. I have done it. Let me say me too. How is it? We allow the enemy to walk up in our house and cause all kind of hell in our own house. We the ones that got to go work hard to go pay all the bills. When you come home, that's when you're supposed to have peace at. How dare we allow the enemy to come bring all this craziness into our homes, into our minds, into our life? I say it all the time. I say, the enemy ain't got nothing on the rent. He ain't got nothing on the light bill, no phone bill. He don't run nothing up in the house. He run because you allow him in. We have power. We have authority. To plead the blood over our door, to plead the blood over the whole house and kick the devil out. Why do we allow the enemy to come in and bring trouble? Be like, oh my, it's a whole bunch of stuff going on in my house. Yeah, because you ain't kicked the devil out. He come in and he chill until you kick him out. He ain't going nowhere if you don't kick him out. Why do we allow the enemy to do what he do? All we got to do is go talk to our daddy and do what we need to do. And that means I'm talking about some serious praying. And I'm talking about some serious fasting. I'm talking about really doing what thus says the Lord, keeping our eyes on God, doing what God say do. The enemy won't wear us out like that. But the enemy wear people out so much because they won't use the power and authority that God has given us and kick them out. I kick him out all the time. He always trying to come up in here. Always. He don't stop messing with me. Okay, just because he might not mess with me. Okay, like, I might be okay, y'all. I'm just being blunt. I might be okay for 2 days. The third day, I'll kind of miss a star come my way. Okay, like, that's the devil. But I can't act like I'm surprised. He do what he's supposed to do. As a saint, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? He going to mess with me, y'all. He going to mess with y'all. What are we going to do? Are we going to fight him? Because I'm telling you, don't fight him. He coming for your family. I'm talking about the Terminator. Look at the movie. The Terminator didn't stop. I'm talking about the Terminator had like he was a human being, but underneath that, he was like a robot, and he won't stop. He just kept on coming and coming and coming. That's the devil. He going to keep on coming. He going to come for your family. He coming for your fighting. He coming for your vision, your dream. He going to come. What you going to do? You going to cave? We got to fight, y'all. week after Friday. Look, I see enough fear. I understand the people of the world. I understand why they fearful. But what I don't understand, saints, is we are the one that say that we know God and we know the word of God and we know what God can do. Why are we so fearful? I don't walk in no store with no fear. I don't walk around like I'm scared. It's like it's a virus, y'all. It's just a virus to me. Look, I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody. It's just my faith on a whole nother level. I know with everything in my soul that God got me. I know with everything in my soul I'm not going to get sick. I have a call. I have something to do. God promised me. You got to realize, when God promised you stuff, you ain't going nowhere. Only you might, if you doing, now if you being, you know, you don't like something a little slippery, you might get you then. Now, you know you living for God and doing it the way that God said do it, you okay. But you know you in and out. If you in and out, you can this apostle didn't catch you because you ain't got your mind made up. The ones that sold out, you know you're good. Ain't no fear. But you dipping the dab and, oh, you, hey, it's a possibility. Because, see, God not playing. God not playing. See, sure, it's supposed to be already be gone. The virus, y'all. I don't know why I keep talking about the virus. It's supposed to be gone, but it's not gone. Why, y'all? It's too much anger. It's not enough forgiveness. People still making it about them. It's not about us. It's about our church. It's about that person. It's supposed to all of you about Jesus. That's why they even closed down the churches. It's actually some more churches are going to close down for good. People ain't going to be able to go into the building no more because God is not pleased. Like I said, what true missionary work is, it's going outside and minister to people that don't know Jesus. And how can we, you can't go minister to nobody if you scared yourself. I go minister. I don't have on a mask. I'm being honest. I don't have on a minister. I don't. I ain't saying I'm better. I just don't. The only reason I started wearing a mask is because it was mandatory. I know God got me with a mask or without a mask. God got me covered. And I hear people say this all the time. I hear it in the spirit. You got to use common sense, baby. Jesus ain't got none. Jesus ain't got nothing to do with common sense. Every miracle that Jesus performed had nothing to do with no common sense. Who spit in the dirt and get the blood and put it on somebody's eyes and they heal? Jesus, God, he don't do common sense. Lazarus, come forth. That ain't common sense. So you can't talk to me like I'm a stupid saint. You got to know what I'm saying. That's why God used my big mouth behind. So, because I know I can reach some people. And I'm not going to, he said, don't change for people. Because folks always, you're so mean. You need to bring it down. Look, this is the way God made me, okay? This is the way that he made. I got to say it the way that he said it. Because it's too many people scared to say anything. So I have to say it the way that God said. God don't do stuff by common sense. Nobody in that Bible, it had nothing to do with no common sense. Because of what Joseph went through, I would have been kind of upset. I'm about to go through all of that. Look, come on, that ain't common sense. So, saints, later, people, I'll read these last scriptures. I'm about to close.
Amen.
Amen.
The first scripture is coming from James chapter 4, verse 7, and it reads, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Mm-hmm.
And the next scripture is coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the next scripture is coming from Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 through 19, and it reads, verily I say unto you, whosoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9, and it reads, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resisted steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And the last one is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 37, and it reads, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. And as she was reading, God was bringing something to my attention. I had brought this. I know Elder Prevost First Lady, I remember this. When I was talking about the movie Left Behind 3, because everything that's happened with the Left Behind is stuff that's actually happened now. Remember, I was talking about how Chloe and Buck, they finally got married, but Chloe didn't go on no honeymoon. Chloe went and helped the sick people. They were sick. And guess what happened to Chloe? Chloe got sick. Chloe got the virus, okay? Oh, okay. It's something. Like I said, if something do happen, you got to know that God allowed it to happen. But I'm going somewhere with that. Okay, Chloe did not do nothing wrong. I don't want nobody looking at it like, oh, Chloe, she may be sinning. Chloe did not do nothing. She went to church. She was faithful to God. She just did what thus says the Lord. She was helping a whole bunch of sick people. And what happened was Chloe got sick, okay? Buck wants to go down there and be with his wife. God said, no, you can't go be with your wife right now, Buck. You got to go minister to somebody else. At that particular time, Buck had to go minister to the president, okay? And the reason that he had to minister to the president, he said, my wife knows God. He said, president, you don't know God. So I can't go where my wife is because if my wife died, she's going to heaven. But Mr. President, you won't. So she went through the virus or whatever. She had to do Holy Communion. She wanted to do Holy Communion because she thought she was going to die. When she did the Holy Communion, that was the cure for the virus. So don't think because you got the virus and you go through something that God won't heal you. We cannot think of our thoughts. Then low, okay? You got to know that God, if God carried us and I was sin, why he won't carry us when we say sanctified and Holy Ghost filled? What makes you think that? That girl went through. Saints, we're going to go through. Okay, I'm talking about the enemy. She got touched by the virus, okay? How she get touched helping people? Okay, she couldn't get angry at God. Why you laughing? Why? She got sick. She was dying. She said, I want to do Holy Communion. She did Holy Communion, and that was the cure. That's why I said I'm not doing no doggone vaccine. I'm going to do it God's way. God's way. They're talking about a vaccine. This worldly crap, and everybody going to do this worldly crap. She did Holy Communion, and the girl was healed from a disease of many people died for. Y'all, people got to get in this word. You got to get in it. We got to study. We got to find out what's going on. You got to know what's going on so you can pray for you and your family. God gave me that as soon as she was reading, later pre-roll reading that, God gave me to tell y'all about Chloe, a woman of God that served God with her whole heart. She got married, y'all. As soon as, after she got married, she didn't go on a honeymoon. She went and help others. We so stepped out. God help me. You know, I wouldn't want to do that. I'm like, okay. I'm like, God, wait. I can't go on a honeymoon. I'm real with it. If God said, no, Valencia, you got to go help others. You can't go on your honeymoon because this is how we are, okay? Let's be real. I can't go on my honeymoon. No, you got to go help others. That's what she did. Her husband was one way to help somebody else, and she went another way. And guess what happened to Chloe, y'all? She got the virus. She got sick. But God allowed her. Don't think it's time something to attack your body. It's always the devil, okay? She got the virus, but God healed her. And she went and told everybody else. Everybody got healed. Because they did the Holy Communion. Guess what? How they got the virus, y'all? Actually, they put poison in the Bible. That's how everybody got the virus. I'm talking about the enemy, okay? I'm talking about any kind of way. You know some folks that ain't saying they're going to get some new Bibles. I say, plead the blood on everything that you touch. Plead the blood on your door. Plead the blood, the blood. I walk around, the blood, the blood. I just walk around here knowing this house, the blood, the blood. Every time I look up, I got my oil. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. You better plead the blood. Saints, the enemy's going to come. He know what area where you weak at, and he's going to wear you out in it. So it's time to repent. It's time to take a self-examination about yourself. I mean, we slack up. You know, about to be in him, we slack up. But you can't keep on using it as an excuse. Because we're worried out, oh, I'm human. Everybody in the Bible was human, okay? You can't keep on using it as no excuse. Because that's the enemy. Oh, God, know my heart. Okay, you got to really leave that one alone. Heart is deceitful. The heart of food. Saints, you cannot move by feelings and emotions. And Jesus moved by feelings and emotions. He would. I got up on that cross and died by behind. I whipped and beat him. It had nothing to do. If it had something to do with feeling emotion, you would get off that cross. But that's a lot of pain. I can't even look at it. I can't. The passion of Christ, I can't look at it, y'all. I can't. 10 minutes, it breaks me down. So I'm just a mad, that kind of pain. I'm just looking at it. I can't feel that kind of pain. I'm not Jesus.
He wants us to be imitators of him. He wants us to have the heart like him. He wants us to be like. We got to be more like Christ and get out this thing called that flesh. We got a flesh problem, y'all. A lot of you got to be delivered. It ain't necessary that you're doing stuff. We got to be delivered from the flesh. Fleshly desires. Flesh, flesh. That flesh takes. That flesh will mess you up. That's why Facebook will be I'm taking it down tonight. It's too much. Too much. I have to have more Jesus. Got to feel it. And when you got when you have a mind made up and you know that's sold out for God, you just do what you got to do just to keep some peace. And doing that is, that's removing yourself from worldly cares. Worldly cares, removing yourself from worldly cares, it draws you closer to the Lord. And so you, that means you have a lot of peace. That means you're seeking God all the time. That means you're praying that God is just continuing to speak to you. And you're praying for others and everything. God is talking to you. God is ministering to you. It's no way that I can know anything about any famines or any more earthquakes or nothing if I wasn't seeking God. How could I know about it? If I'm not fast, if I'm not turning nothing off, you ain't going to know nothing if you got everything going. I promise you ain't going to be able to hear. Saints, we got to be able to hear. The enemy going to throw, look, the enemy's job is to throw distractions, okay? That's the enemy job. And like I said, please look at the Terminator again. If you truly look at, if y'all put on the Terminator and see how the Terminator came out to Sarah Connor, her son, I bet you that a lot of stuff will change because that's how he come. That's the way that God gave me. He said the enemy, the Terminator. That Terminator didn't stop. And it was never going to stop. It got slowed down. We can slow it down, the devil. We can slow him down by the stuff that God, but God is the one that got all the power to take out the devil, which he's going to take out the devil. But the devil want to get as many people that he can, okay? So he going to try you, your family, everything, your children. You got to pray. I got to go pray your family. I got some demons in a family, man. I got to go care. I'm like, look, don't keep asking me to come pray all these demons out. You keep on inviting me in, Jesus. It's not no joke. I'm here praying, fasting, seeing little demons. My baby cousin waking up with nightmares and all this. Because you know what? The baby got nightmares. These games. Kids can't play all these games, y'all. That stuff get in their spirit. Kids can't look at all that crazy stuff on TV and get in their spirit. It's in the spirit. What you feed your inner man. You feed your inner man a whole bunch of Jesus. You're going to do this when you're walking Jesus. You feed your spirit junk, 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 mess, mess, mess. You are walking junkyard garbage can. Saints, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. We just get distracted. We just got to keep our eyes on the Lord and know that the enemy is going to come. He's going to come. He can't win, though. He's going to bother you because God said, go bother. Go bother him. Go bother her. You can go bother. You can't kill him. Like I said, Joe, you're going to bother Joe. Look what Joe went through, y'all. Everybody said, turn, curse God. You can't look. Don't turn the curse on God. You can't do that one, baby. You have to go through. He went through all those boys. Look at family, kids died. Look, wait, talking about pain. I'm talking about pain. I'm talking about going through. You got to still trust God while you're going through. You still got to trust God no matter what's going on right now. You still got to trust God no matter what's happening right now. Saints, we got to trust God no matter what the enemy do, because he's going to do what he's supposed to do. As long as we're doing what we're supposed to do as saints, the enemy ain't got no chance. The enemy cannot kill you without God's permission. He can bother you, but he cannot kill you without God's permission. And if God is that good that he's protecting us day by day from the enemy, why we won't do what thus says the Lord? It ain't that doggone hard. Just do what God say do. It's not really hard. It's hard because we make it hard. The reason that it's hard is because we got a flesh problem. That's why it's so doggone hard. Get yourself fast. I'm saying fasting. Fasting is what helps. I'm telling you, it gets you out of you. Like, if I ain't never fast, y'all, I'll be talking about me all the time. Valencia, 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 Valencia. Oh, God, I'm going through this. Oh, God, why me? Why I got to go through this, God? Oh, no, no. But then when you fast, seeking God, God had you praying for other people. You think you got some problem fast. God will show you some stuff that people are going through. You're like, my God, let me pray for him. It make you get out of yourself. Look, God know what he be doing. He tell us to move away from this, leave this person alone, go this way, go that way. God know. God know. But saints, know the enemy is going to come. Yes, when you lay down, when we lay our head down, we sleep. Okay, we have no control. God is one. God wake us up. God let us go to sleep. So when we sleep, you better know that God have an angel watching over you, allowing the devil not to snatch your behind up while you sleep. He know. I'm like, I want to get her. He know who playing. You hear me? He know who praying and who playing. I hope you caught that. He know who playing and who praying.
I'm done, Elder. It's back in your hand. Praise the Lord, man of God. Thank y'all.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord for that word on tonight. Praise God on the Terminator. Hallelujah. And I completely agree that the enemy will show up right to your door. The Bible tells us that the enemy, that even he appears to us as an angel of light. Hallelujah. Amen. He comes like he's there to help. Hallelujah. But he's actually there to destroy. That's his job, to seek to kill, to seek to find you, to kill you, and to destroy you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you put in our belly on tonight. Lord, we ask that you replenish her, the word, the virtue that she's poured out onto your people on tonight. And you continue to mold her and shape her. You continue to lead her and guide her, Lord. And we thank you once again for that word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. On Terminator 2. Hallelujah. Like she said, go watch it. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe now you can watch it. Hallelujah. With a different perspective. Maybe it ain't just people shooting and robots running around. Hallelujah. There's a message. Hallelujah. That God has put into the movie. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to, amen, go watch it. See if we see the message also. Hallelujah. And begin to watch stuff with a different mindset. Begin to enlighten our thinking. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the woman of God and that word. We want to open up the line. Does anybody have a testimony, a prayer request, or maybe a comment for the woman of God on tonight? Praise God. The phone lines are open. Will there be one?
Oh, man, I thank God for that word. No, can y'all hear me?
Amen.
We hear you later, Primo. Yeah.
Yeah, I thank God for that word. Yeah, we have to stay prayed up, especially today and what's going on.
You know, prayer is our greatest weapon, the enemy. You know, so we got to, like, oh, my God. So we got to stay prayed up overall if we want to defeat the enemy. And we have to keep our mind steadfast on God at all times. The word says we ought to meditate on the word day and night, you know, amongst your table gatherings, wherever you are, we ought to meditate upon the word of God. You know, we stay in the presence of God, which means to stay in his word, you know, we'll be on the defense, and we can see when the enemy is coming. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Exactly. Amen. We got to be aware. When the enemy is coming, be aware that the enemy is attacking. Praise God. We can't fight the enemy unless we know it's the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Bible tells us clearly to guard our ears and our eye gates. Amen. Your eye gates, that's what you see. You got to be able to know your surroundings. Know when the enemy is coming. Hallelujah. Know the works of the enemy. Know the tricks of the enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. Know that argument started with that coworker because the enemy is working on that coworker right now, and it ain't even about the coworker, amen. The enemy trying to get to you, hallelujah. But the enemy know if he use that coworker, hallelujah, he can get to you. Praise God, hallelujah. We gotta be on our game. Praise God, we gotta be on point, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And know when the enemy is attacking. Know that the enemy is slick, hallelujah, amen. Remember in the garden he used the snake. Praise God, well, the Bible says the serpent, and the Bible says that the serpent was the most subtle, the most cunning. Hallelujah, amen. He was real good at what he do. He was a smooth talker. Hallelujah, amen. The devil knows who to use to get to you. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. So once again, we thank God, hallelujah, for that word. Do we have any more testimonies, any more comments on today? Amen. Amen. Well, we bless God on today. We thank God for Sister Valencia. Hallelujah. And that word from God. We want to invite everybody back on Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Praise God. We will have Bishop Mac Page online. Hallelujah. With Care Church Incorporated. Then at 5 o'clock on Sunday. Amen. Well, I believe that will be our 100th episode. hallelujah, amen, of this season, hallelujah, amen, we will be doing straight talk, the word, straight up and uncut, hallelujah, amen, with our panel of truth seekers, hallelujah, amen, and we're going to jump back into 2 Timothy chapter 2 this week, hallelujah, amen, and examine, amen, you know, a lot of people don't think women should be preaching, hallelujah, a lot of people, amen, a lot of people follow it, a lot of teachings of Paul that were in the Bible, amen, when it comes to women preachers and certain things like this. So we're going to dabble into that again this week, hallelujah. So we invite everybody out there that's listening, everybody that's tuned in, to tune in with us on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock for the word, straight up and uncut. And, of course, we will be back here on Thursday night, hallelujah, with Sister Valencia Scott once again and the Anointed Movie Review. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to thank each and every one of you for calling in and tuning in on tonight. Don't forget to go to each one of our social media platforms, Facebook, hallelujah, amen. Go to YouTube and like our channel, the Care TV, and also like our channel, the Black Prince of Preachers. Go to Facebook and like our page, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. For those of you watching us on Facebook, hallelujah, amen. Just click on the name, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, hallelujah, and like that page, hallelujah. You will get notifications each and every time we go live. Praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace as we get ready to get out of here tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on today. We thank you for the word that went forth, for the warning, hallelujah, about the enemy on the attack, about the enemy on the pursuit, hallelujah, in the pursuit of us, Lord, hallelujah, in the pursuit, hallelujah, to take us out, hallelujah. But we thank God, Lord, that you covered us with your blood, hallelujah, the blood that your son shed on Calvary's cross some 2,000 years ago, hallelujah. We will continue to thank you. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to magnify your high and your holy name. Hallelujah, Lord. And we love you, we praise you, and as we leave this place, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, Worldwide and Uncensored. Have a blessed night.
Yeah, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall, you remember I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do. No one could tell you all, oh, we got you covered. Protect us from it all, but to make me love him.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him, I love him.